Tiger!
A bad afternoon for the government, stumbling through question time with the opposition tying Foreign Minister Murray McCully to former National Party President Michelle Berg as they drill down into the deal with a Saudi businessman. And as Leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, shooting himself in the foot, giving Labour's Jacinda Ardern an extra free question for the Minister for Small Business, only for Craig Foss to make a mess of his answer and cop a clip round the ear from the Speaker, David Carter.
I welcome the members' megawatt smile and sparkling brown eyes.
Order! I've had to remind this minister on previous occasions how to answer a question.
We'll come back to that. First, though, Farmgate and more questions for the Prime Minister, John Key, from opposition leader Andrew Little, who wanted to know more about payments made to a Saudi businessman in the hope of unlocking a wider trade deal.
Why does he think it is appropriate for his government to use $4 million of taxpayers' money to grease the palm of one foreign businessman?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, again, I think the member inaccurately presents the issue. That was a payment made for contract for services.
What? Supplementary.
Supplementary question, Andrew Little.
What service was given by the businessman in question in exchange for $4 million?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I don't have it all in detail, but it's laid out in the Cabinet paper.
And for the first time for several weeks, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Murray McCully, was in the House to answer questions, including this one from Labour's David Parker.
Did former National Party President Michelle Bogue ever propose or endorse a proposal that New Zealand government subsidise a model farm in Saudi Arabia benefiting the Al Khalaf group?
The Speaker, Honourable Murray McCully.
Mr. Speaker, I think that as a member of the New Zealand Middle East Business Council, she was involved in making representations on those matters, and those have been in the public arena.
Supplementary question, the Honourable David Parker.
Did the letter of 18 October 2011 from Brownrigg Agriculture state that the letter was also being copied to Michelle Bogue, saying, and I quote, who has been in contact with both of us in her capacity as a director of Lorium Asset Management regarding her interest in seeing live sheep export issue resolved and the free trade with the Gulf states advanced, end of quote.
Honourable Murray McCully.
Yes.
Now back to the Minister for Small Business, Craig Foss, who had arranged to be asked several patsy questions, beginning with this one from National backbencher Jackie Dean.
What steps are the government taking to improve the way we collect data from rural small businesses?
Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Craig Foss.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Rural small businesses will benefit from the annual agricultural production survey, now being available online.
After Mr. Foss had answered a couple more questions like that, the Leader of the House, Jerry Brownlee, intervened.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I assume you're about to move on to the next question, but what I would want to offer, sir, is one of the spare National Party supplementaries to the Labour Party, if they should choose to ask
order,
a
question. Order. And if they wanted one, I'm sure they'd ask. Question.
When Labour's Jacinda Ardern responded, Mr. Brownlee seemed to have second thoughts.
Order. Are you now withdrawing?
No.
As I try and interpret the chaos of the last 20 seconds, Mr. Brownlee has offered one of National's questions, and we look forward to it.
Jacinda. Mr. Speaker,
supplementary question, Jacinda Ardern.
To the Minister of Small Business, can he confirm that the business.gov website said after the budget that there was nothing new in the budget for small business other than, of course, the survey he just announced for rural small business?
Speaker.
Honourable Craig Foss.
I welcome the members' megawatt smile and sparkling brown eyes.
Order! I've had to remind this minister on previous occasions how to answer a question. It's a legitimate question. Order! I don't expect to have to give this tutorial to the minister on a regular basis. Would he now answer the question?
Speaker, there were many initiatives announced in the budget that not only affect and improve circumstances for all New Zealand business, such as tax cuts, Mr. Speaker, which were potentially signalled for 2017, which would be a huge benefit to each and every small business across New Zealand.
More on our website, parliamenttoday.co.nz. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.